Greece's parliament votes today on unpopular budget cuts that they announced over the weekend. So unpopular that they've caused riots yesterday in the country. They're meant to help the country deal with their debt crisis. And there's another worry, though, on the minds of governments and investors, and that's economic contagion. The European Central Bank meets in Lisbon today to figure out if it can stop Greece's crisis from spreading to the rest of Europe. Now joining us, BBC business reporter Theo Leggett. He joins us from London. So, Theo, first of all, economic contagion. What does that mean?
Well, the risk to other countries from Greece itself is relatively minimal at the moment. It's a fairly small economy. It has little direct trade outside of Europe, and overseas banks have little exposure to that debt. But when we're talking about contagion, we're worried that investors will become wary of lending to other countries which are in a similar situation to Greece. So, for example, in Europe, we're talking about Spain and Portugal, potentially Italy and Ireland, countries which have large budget deficits and large levels of public debt. Now, if that happens, the whole situation becomes much, much more serious. The idea of a country like Spain, which is four times the size of Greece's economy, potentially getting into trouble, that is very worrying.
So give me your best case scenario here.
The best case scenario is that the bailout package, which has been put together by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, worth $110 billion, settles the Greek problem. Greece is able to implement austerity measures to get its budget into some kind of order, and the problem effectively goes away. The bond markets settle down, and other countries such as Spain and Portugal find that they don't have any problems raising the money they need
right.
on the international financial markets. The worst case scenario is that precisely the opposite happens. The bailout isn't enough. Greece is unable to implement the austerity measures it needs. Spain, Portugal, Italy, they find that they can't raise the money they need. And so the problem becomes much, much, much worse. And eventually you could see some kind of financial meltdown. You could see the interbank lending starting to dry up. And in a way, we could have a situation akin to the one we saw in the wake of the Lehman Brothers collapse, where one event triggers off a series of events that paralyze the financial system.
And is that the point at which it reaches the United States?
That is the point at which it reaches the United States. There are several potential problems here. If the European financial sector gets into trouble, it could trigger a new credit squeeze. That would hurt US exporters who do business in Europe. We could see a steep drop in the value of the euro. That would affect US businesses which export to Europe. And of course, then there's the direct impact as well. US banks hold European bonds. A default in Greece might not hurt them much, but if Spain and Italy were to follow, these are much bigger economies, and the consequences could be much greater. And the biggest risk is, as I said, that this could be a throwback to Lehman Brothers, an event that undermines confidence. Banks stop lending to one another because they don't know who is holding the bad debt, and they become scared to lend. And we saw the results last time that happened.
Okay, we just have a little bit of time left. Theo Leggett of the BBC, which is more likely, your best case or your doomsday scenario?
I think we're somewhere in the middle. What we do know at the moment is that European policymakers are doing everything they can to prevent the Greek problem spreading.
Okay, Theo Leggett, business reporter for our partner, the BBC. He joined us from London.